I'm absolutely thrilled. Obviously, my whole job and role is to encourage and educate the residents of Ashford to produce as little waste as possible and recycle everything they can. So to see their hard work pay off and see such a tremendous result, not only in Kent, but as a country, is absolutely amazing. I think, as we all know, in like 2012, 2013, we were bottom in Kent and in the country. Luckily, we did get to change our collection services with the new contract with Biffa, and that transition over to bins helped tremendously, and the residents really did get on board. Obviously, you always have a transition period, so although we jumped from about 11-12% up to 40%, there was still some educating and learning on the residents' behalf, but they've adopted it so quickly, and year on year we try and educate further and make it as simple as possible and give them as much information as we can, so they just continue to improve. We're quite lucky here in the sense that we have mixed recycling, so the residents just have to put all their recycling in one bin. Other authorities in the country have it a bit more complicated and with separate boxes, so we do try and make it quite simple for them, and we do try and push that message. And luckily we also have food recycling as well, which really does help with the recycling rate and for the environment, and there's quite a good uptake in that as well. I think we've just got that kind of drive, and we're quite good with our communication. Obviously we have my post here now for the education officer, so we've kind of devoted that resource there as dedicated education for the residents. And then, as I said, it really is on the residents as well. You can force and push as many messages as you want, but if your residents aren't willing to listen, then nothing will change. So I think the residents here really do have that sense of pride and community, and you kind of strive to be the best, which really does show. Yeah, I definitely think it's at the forefront of people's minds now. I mean, it's been talked about enough, but since Blue Planet 2 and the whole David Attenborough effect, I think it's definitely been in the media a lot more, and I think people are kind of taking on board our throwaway society and thinking how we can be a bit more sustainable.